In Colorado, Black Friday this year has a greenish hue. In fact, some marijuana retailers are calling it Green Friday. It's the first since recreational marijuana became legal in that state. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us now from the Bloomberg Newsroom in New York. And Michael, tell us, what are these retailers doing?
One of the stores that got a lot of attention is a place called the Grass Station. And some of the deals include 16 ounces of marijuana for $50 each, which is a really huge discount. It's about one-fifth of their normal price. And they also have an offer. They're selling about 60 joints at $1 a piece. And there's another store called the Growing Kitchen. The Denver Post wrote about them. They have a $49.99 gift basket that has things like they call it the Mighty Mint Cookie for the holidays, and also a marijuana-infused ointment. They're billing it as people who have sore muscles from skiing over the holidays can rub some of this ointment on and get some relief. So some clever attempts to really, you know, get people in on Black Friday like any other retailer and, you know, creating a buzz for the industry there.
Ha. Huh. Well, pun intended.
It's hard to talk about this without a
pun
like that.
I know. One of the store owners is quoted in your paper saying we have really high expectations. And, you know, that's provoking a lot of smiles. But we're still reminded that children were picking up marijuana candy and cookies. And there was talk of how the packaging might be rewritten so that it's safer. You're talking about gift baskets. Where are we on that, making edibles in particular safer?
It is, a very delicate situation, and this is really the first, you know, big holiday season where they are trying to do this. And obviously, they face a lot of restrictions on how they can market themselves. A lot of the traditional outdoor advertising and billboards, they're not allowed to do. And obviously, the media is very interested in this story, so there's been a lot of media coverage of it. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see this holiday if there are any incidents that cause a crackdown on the next holiday season, or if it, you know, goes off without a hitch. This is a big test for them, for sure.
Well, and we understand many retailers are concerned about that. Again, your paper quotes some as saying, look, you know, we're not even getting involved because we have so many regulations to wade through, and it's not as if they can throw up billboards.
Right, that's right. Billboards are outlawed. Most type of mass marketing, you know, many of the stores tend to prefer a sort of low-key, low-profile approach.
In fact, we're reading that it's kind of hard to join a business association. Let's say you're on a block with a very staid business. They may not want the marijuana dispensary to be a part of their holiday business association event.
Right. It's a very delicate situation for these retailers. You know, that said, they're doing their best they can to, you know, rely on the holidays as a big boost for their business like any other retailer. And one of the sort of peak sales periods they're comparing themselves to was when the rock band Phish was in Denver not too long ago. And, you know, a lot of the sort of neo-hippie fans of that band really loaded up at some of the marijuana stores there. So far, that's been their best weekend, and they're trying to, you know, recreate that here around the holidays with many of these promotions.
Well, just overall, you know, we're seeing there's the Marijuana Industry Group. That's a trade association. They represent 30 owners that have 200 store licenses, though, so they own multiple stores. Do we know how big the legalized pot industry is?
There's a group called ArcView Group that has researched it, and they estimate it to be currently worth about $2.3 billion this year. They believe it may grow to more than $10 billion by 2018. And, you know, as you know, other states are beginning to decriminalize or you know, remove some of the penalties on marijuana. And obviously the medical marijuana industry is booming. So it is definitely considered a growth industry.
Michael Regan of Bloomberg News on what's being called Green Friday in Colorado. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.